And I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little burned out. So after the summit, and I don't know. Like, I was just going for like 5 or 6 weeks. I was nonstop. So I'm just kind of like so chill right now.
See, that's the way you need to be, dude. Just stop burning yourself out and take everything one step at a time.
Oh, I plan on it. Like, things are changing.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. They're threatened by what makes us unique.
I see it everywhere.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. Now is the time for action.
I see it everywhere.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered. We're too busy fighting each other.
I see it everywhere.
You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the greatest show on earth. I mean, like, the greatest show in the universe. And of course I can say that because the Little Rascals have not coined it, and I am going to fucking keep it. Today, I am Ashley Sanders, of course, your favorite host, your favorite person, and the only person you know who can probably get away with calling your mom a slut. Today we have one of actually my favorite people on the internet. I think she's like top eight. She's a badass branding consultant. She's a mother. She's a wife. She's all those things women in the 50s dreamt about being. And she's like gluten and dairy free, right?
Yes.
I have Amy Smith with me today. Amy, how are you?
Good. I feel honored that I'm in your top eight on MySpace.
You should feel honored. If someone ever like put this whole show together, there'd be a like top 80 of eight, like, because I say everyone's in like my top 10. So I'm always wondering, someone's gonna like call my bluff and be like, "That's bullshit." Actually, pull up a top 10. But no, you're working your way up there. You're getting there.
I'm getting there.
If there was honesty, it'd probably be like top 20. You know,
but that's, I appreciate the honesty. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people to care about.
I mean, you're surpassing, like, cousins and shit on the top 20 list. So, I
think you well surpassed my cousins, to be honest.
I would like to think I'm better. What? I'm the best. No, so let's jump right into this whole branding thing. This is going to be a hard show for me to stay all, like, on topic, because Amy is one of my favorite people to talk to. So things might get weird, might not, who knows. Let's figure it out. Yeah, so branding. Explain to me in the most basic sense what branding is.
Everything.
Wow, super basic. Okay, let's get a little more detailed in there. Can we scale it down a little? So let's start with what's the most simple form of branding?
Your name.
My name. Okay, so we're gonna take my name. What, like your business name or like your actual name?
No, let's take Ashley Sanders.
Okay, Ashley Sanders. Which sounds like it could be like a professional handbag, by the way. Like, are you wearing an Ashley Sanders?
Maybe if it was Ashley Saunders.
No, don't you ever say those words to me. Okay, that like haunts all fifth grade, because there's no you. And these are the people teaching me. Like, you're teaching me to read and you can't read my last name. It's a whole thing. I went through it in fifth grade.
My sister-in-law's name is Jacqueline, so she has a whole thing.
Oh, yeah, like Jacqueline.
Jaquellen.
Well, illiterate. That's uncomfortable. Teach me. Back to school. Learn your fucking phonics. Anyway, okay, so let's start with our name. So where do you go from there?
Okay, well, who's Ashley?
I mean, I don't fucking know, dude, do you? I don't want to use. Let's use your name, because this is not the time for crises. Who is Ashley?
Okay, so let's just get on with it then. The brand is as simple as who you are, what you do, and who you do it for. And it's the visual. It's primarily the visual elements that personify that. So you usually think of a logo and you usually think of colors, but it's well more than that. Like, it's the website, it's the online presence, but it's even the words you use and all that stuff.
Oh, so like, is that why McDonald's is so crafty with their wording? Is it all branding? Like McShake or McRib or Shamrock Shake? I don't think there's a McShake. No, there was like a McSalad Shaker though, I think. Yeah, it was like
all branding.
all
the arches, our branding, the how they look on the inside, if they still have a playground, play place, all branding.
Do they? I don't think they do have play. I don't know. I haven't been to McDonald's in years.
Certainly some not. Some of them do still have the playgrounds. Yeah,
and
some
do
of
them they?
Don't. Yeah, I think the older ones. I don't know if new ones do.
I saw one McDonald's that like kept its like 50s retro look. And they had a play place. It was pretty cool, actually. I like those colors more. I think it was, like, green and pink, and it looked really good. So then let's talk about colors, because colors are something that are important to brands, correct?
Yes.
Colors are, like, a whole science. Are you into colors?
Yes. Color
are you,
psychology.
Like, a color weirdo?
I don't know if I'm a color weirdo, but I definitely take a look at colors that would be best for the brand's ideal client or ideal customer.
Okay, so let's say you're running a medical practice. I would say red and white would essentially be your colors, right? Like Band-Aid and like the sign.
Red and white could be green is very good with health.
Green?
Yeah.
Is that a real thing? Are you making that up?
No. Green, blue is calming, so you can go, but red, I mean, is typically blood, but also like warfare, so it really depends. You see a lot of them, particularly ones that are maybe doing like alternative medicines, are going to be more like green, or those that are more holistic are going to be more green.
Dope. Damn, I had a question. I had a follow-up question. Oh, yeah. So, like, what are your brand colors and why, if you don't mind me asking?
So mine are gold and navy, and I wanted a grown up feel. And I like gold. I like that gold is more like it's a luxury thing.
Time out. We're taking a time out. What the fuck is a grown up feel? What does that mean? Like you were like, I'm not pretending anymore. I'm not little Amy from, you know, this part of Georgia. I'm a fucking woman, and you're going to respect me. Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah. No. Okay, well, so listen, I'm trying to attract, for the most part, higher ticket clients. Okay. I do work with lower tickets, but for the most part, I mean, I'm working with websites that are at least a small amount of five figures.
Okay.
So the gold and the grown up and something that's not like pastel.
Use the word adult then if you're trying to attract more mature clients. I don't think grown up is the word you're looking
for. Well, pastels are, first of all, feminine. Second of all, they could be more girly versus woman. It depends on what you're doing.
You're right. I agree.
But then going back to the red for healthcare, red also can symbolize stop, don't go any further. So there, like I said, that is a color psychology thing. Red and yellow together, for instance, McDonald's, help elicit this feeling of hunger. So
does it or like nausea?
Yep. No, I think red and yellow together, like that's those.
Because red and yellow are orange.
No, you know what I mean? As two separate colors. So, yeah, I looked at the color psychology and the navy because I wanted, you know, men and women versus, like, a more teal or turquoise blue that I also feel like is overdone. I feel like blue in general is overdone.
How fucking dare you? Blue is the only color, aside from black and white, that I approve of.
Blue's not blue. Most people do. Blue's a great color.
My room is blue. As you can see, my room is blue.
I can't really see. It looks like a blue. Like a light gray.
It's legitimately like blue. Why would you even
say my desktop? Both of my desktops on my monitor. Well, one is like the ocean, so that's blue. And then this other one is like this marble blue gold. I don't know thing.
Look at that.
Blue.
My phone. Blue. Everything I own. Blue. Look at you. You're blue too.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't mean I have to do blue. I mean, I have other things.
I only eat blue M&Ms.
Okay.
It's like a thing. Blue is like my thing. So when you say
you don't, or you only eat blue M&Ms?
I only eat blue M&Ms.
Oh, I thought you said you don't eat blue M&Ms. I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. only eat blue.
This is turning like, well, I don't know if you can tell.
What is that? That's bright. That's bright. Get that out of my face. My eyes.
Well, that's the other thing. So my favorite colors are purple and yellow. And although men might appreciate it, the Lakers, but I just was like, yeah, it's not really the thing I want to do. The Lakers and LSU.
Oh, yeah, the Tigers, yeah.
I used to be a big Tigers fan. I don't know why.
Did you go to LSU?
No. I got a full ride there, but I didn't end up going.
Well, excuse me.
Ironically, I got it for writing because I did really well in the writing portion of the SATs.
Oh, yeah.
Ironically, I did that, and then now I'm like...
peg you for a high SAT score. I'm just kidding. I just wanted to see what you would say. I imagine you studied though. Did you study like hard? Like, were you like a studious student?
Yes and no.
Yes or no. No, I don't do
that. When I got to university, I did a lot more of that because I cared more. The subject I liked, I mean, math was my worst subject in high school, but it was one of my favorite in college. So I think it just depends on the course. Like, geometry pissed me off because
it doesn't make sense.
You get to the end of the entire year, and they're like, "Oh, by the way, we don't actually do this type of geometry." I'm like,
I'm a big fan of learning what you need to learn and not much else, or what you want to learn, not what you need to learn. Obviously, get the basics down. But like, I was, when I think about it, geometry just was like, this is stupid. I don't understand why this is triangles, right? Like, we're doing shapes, like phonics.
I like geometric shapes, but no, I'm a statistics girl. I like statistics.
Are you a statistics? I could see that. Yeah. So, like, what college did you go to, if you don't mind me asking?
I ended up graduating from Georgia State University.
Oh, shit!
Ludacris briefly went there.
I was gonna say that. Way to go. Way to just take away my one thing I knew about that place. Now I have nothing. I have fucking nothing. We have to start this whole thing over. No, seriously. So you went to GSU, okay, you graduated.
Which, hold on, by the way, Ludacris, I would love to meet you, by the way.
I don't think he listens to this show.
I know. I know you live around me.
By the way.
I've met Usher. I know you live around me. I've shopped with Usher.
I'm not endorsing this. I'm not endorsing Amy's crazy. She has crazy eyes right now. You guys aren't able to see it. But she totally has crazy eyes over Ludacris and Usher, which is hilarious.
I don't actually have crazy eyes over Usher. I'm just saying, if Usher's here, I know Ludacris is here.
What are they coming to for ones? What do you think this is?
Where I live, there's a lot of singers, like country, R&B, hip hop. There's some rock ones.
It's because you live in Georgia. Yeah. But anyway, so... GSU, right?
Yes.
GSU. What was your next step after college?
Get a job.
Oh my god.
I didn't 100% put myself through college. I stayed in Georgia. Other than my first year, I lived at home because I was trying to save money, and I was able to get like a Hope scholarship, which is a Georgia scholarship. But then I did photography and graphic design and some websites during college. So then after that, it was just get like a full-time job, basically.
Okay, in what field? Like, do you just any job? Like, if they were like, hey, we know you're not qualified, but would you like to become this carpenter, you would have taken the carpenter job?
No, so I went to university for nursing.
Okay, see, now we're cooking with gas here.
And I graduated in August, and you have to take the test, so I took a while to take the test, and again, still did graphic design and websites and photography, and then I got a nursing job, and I've been doing both ever since.
Huh. Yeah, you are pretty good at that stuff, I'll tell you. I don't know about the nursing. I've never been sick, but from what I hear, you're a pretty solid nurse.
Sometimes.
Yeah, your patients call me afterwards, and they're like, dude, have you heard about this shit? And I'm like, yeah, man, it's pretty dope. You should stay sick and stay with her. I don't know. Yeah, but anyway. You're pretty good at, like, actually your graphic design shit, and I've seen some of the things you do. One of the things that surprised me the most about you, sorry, is... You done?
Is that your dog?
Yeah. She's totally scratching herself. Are you done? Okay. Go. Anyway, one thing that surprised me about you was that you were actually, like, a pretty solid video editor. And it, like, it took me by surprise. I don't know why. Whenever people are capable of things, it always surprises me. I'm like, wow, look at this person. They can do this.
Yeah, I've always had a very creative ability. I entered an art contest in sixth grade for painting.
Oh, wow.
And I did some music for a while. I've always been creative, and I wanted to go to university for graphic design, computer science, but I was encouraged to get a real job.
No, a fairy lost its wings that day.
I know, which I do love nursing. I'm very good at it. So it does hit my science-y nerdy side, and I only do it a couple times a month. But yeah, I've always been like, my sister-in-law always jokes that like I'm her interior designer. So I pick up tech and creative stuff very well. And I hate video editing, but I have been video editing for 10 years. I video edited the plays we did in high school, and I would sell.
Are you serious?
I would record the plays, I would edit them, and then I would sell the disc. And
you were selling bootleg copies of high school plays.
Well, 100% of the proceeds went to the art. I guess the art department or whatever,
like the drama department.
Well, yeah, probably the art and drama department. It was a small school, so it was.
I imagine it was. I can't see you in like a giant like. Public school standing out. I'm just kidding.
Thanks.
You're welcome. No, but seriously. Yeah. You're like a really solid editor, and it just like, I was like, holy shit, that's cool.
Thanks. I know Jess for our YouTube show, she's like, what can I do? I'm like, honestly, I'm
you can just
so
show up. Just show up.
And I'm so particular, and it's like I'm so OCD. It's like nothing, because I just want to do it. Like, I don't even know if I would trust anybody else to do it.
No. That is the key to an editor's mind. They're like, no, I got it. Yeah, it's going to take me 4 extra hours where I could, like, outsource it to somebody, and they'll be done in 30 minutes because it's that simple. But no, nobody, not here, not today, not me. I'm not the one. I feel you on that. That's mainly why I do audio only, because I will... When I did video stuff, I would be working on the same video for 6 hours and then crying to myself softly because I was like, it's never going to be perfect. And you're never going to be the Spielberg that you've already convinced yourself that you are. So you should just give up. And it's crazy, man. It's crazy. So what else do you do? There's got to be like a hobby there somewhere. There's got to be something fun that you do. And don't say my job is what I love and all that bullshit. Okay, like, I'm not buying it. There has to be a hobby.
I like things like kayaking and paddleboarding and canoeing. And I like to scuba dive, but my Duncan cannot scuba dive.
You have bad ears.
Yeah. Oh. He gets down, and it's just like, you know, it's this, you can't see anything, you're nauseous because of the vertigo, and it's like you don't know which way's up. So it's
Are
pretty traumatic for people.
Certified, like certified?
I am.
Me too.
Virtual air five.
That's it. That's what I do. You gotta just virtual air five it. No, seriously, yeah, scuba diving is dope. I think I started, so you scuba, you kayak, you're an outdoors person. That's let's just cut it.
Sometimes, not in the summer. I hate the heat, so I always joke that I'm the whitest white person.
You're the whitest white person I've ever known. White, I mean, like, you know, like.
I'm not even that white, because I tan very easily.
Okay, you got a little bit of tan.
Have you met, like, legit pale people,
like
redheads that cannot tan?
Yes.
I tan.
Okay, but you're not well.
I have olive skin.
Is that what you call that? Are olives pale? Are olives like that?
No, they tan very easily, though.
Do they? Because you don't. You may tan easy, but you don't tan well. It's like... Just kidding, but I'm not.
Yeah, so I hate the heat. So, like, in the summer, I don't go out at
all. Okay, wait. So you like to do outdoorsy shit that requires no snow on the ground. You cannot scuba in the winter.
Yeah, you can.
Who does that?
People that like to scuba.
In the winter time?
Weird. There is ice diving. People
go diving
in Antarctica.
That's white. That's not usual. That's not normal.
You just pee in your wetsuit.
You can't pee because your pee is frozen. Your body is literally frozen. That is not a thing.
Okay, I've never gone ice diving. That's too cold for me. But I'm just saying you definitely can.
You definitely shouldn't. As a nurse, do you recommend people diving into Antarctic waters?
Not for long periods of time.
Not ever. Would you do it?
I would actually. Antarctica. There are certain sharks that are only in ice. That are only in ice. And gosh, I can't even think about them. What are they? What is it? The basking shark? Maybe. Gosh,
I don't know. I don't like sharks. Okay, I'm from Florida. We don't do sharks here.
You're from the wrong side of Florida too.
First of all, I'm from the best side of Florida. Don't you ever talk about my city like that.
The Atlantic Ocean has so many sharks.
I know. Do you know? Okay. Here's the thing. In Florida, we have oceans, you know?
Really?
In Georgia?
Yeah, we have oceans in Georgia.
I thought you guys were landlocked.
No, we're not.
Oh, I don't know where Georgia is.
We have one of the best islands in the United States, apparently.
First of all, no, you don't.
I know. I don't agree, but it keeps making lists.
Now I have to hit the geo map because I don't know where Georgia is anymore.
It's directly above Florida.
I know that, but that's why I thought it was landlocked. I thought we took all the ocean from you.
Oh, no. We have a small
one. I don't trust it.
We have Savannah, Tybee Island, Cumberland Island. Oh, my gosh. I really want to go to Cumberland Island. They have wild horses there.
That is not something I want to be a part of.
It is uninhabited. You get there only by a ferry, and you can camp. And there's ruins and wild horses. It's so cool. I have to go before I move to the West Coast. You want to meet me in Cumberland Island?
I will. Let's do it. Let me know when.
See some wild horses?
I have wild horses here. We have wild boar too. I live in the woods.
I don't want wild boar. Do you shoot the boar and eat the boar?
Don't worry about what I do with these boar. Just know I'm never hungry. No, actually, it's funny because a lot of them are owned and the boar get out and shit. And people will literally send messages. Like, we have a whole Facebook community group, like Lost Animals. And they're like, if you see this, don't shoot. And I'm like, okay, if I'm hungry, you know, and like a pig just happens to waltz through my driveway. I'm thinking it's my lucky day. I'm not thinking, oh, that's somebody's pet. Because even if it is your pet, you're raising it to eat it.
It's a wild boar.
It's wild.
It's not like a teacup pig.
When it rains really, oh, they're so cute. And I tried to get one, but I'm not allowed. Because I'm messy. and I'll lose it. And I have a dog.
I'm pretty sure they can get pretty big, too.
Yeah, but I have my dog has one friend, and it's a chicken that roams around. But she doesn't like other animals, so I'm not allowed to get them. Anyway, what were we talking about? Boar, driveways, Georgia, wild horses. Oh, when it rains. Mm. When it rains here, if it gets really bad, the horses will go fucking nuts.
Really? I bet.
Do you not have horses where you are? Aren't you in Georgia?
Actually, where I live is really beautiful area, mainly because it's primarily horse farms.
Okay. So you live in the country.
Yeah.
Well, Georgia's pretty country, except for, like, Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Atlanta and Georgia are two different worlds.
Oh, you guys do? Yeah. See, I'm looking at the map now. I didn't know you guys had ocean. I thought we just stole... Oh, it's, like, literally directly above Florida. Huh.
Oh, so are you thinking it's, like, Tennessee?
Where Alabama was?
Oh, Alabama has ocean.
What the hell? No, it can't. Oh, yeah, it does.
They have Orange Beach and stuff. They have some nice ocean. And Mobile.
I think I've driven through Alabama once, but I've never like stopped there.
Not a lot of people do.
That doesn't seem like a place people of color like to congregate. And like when they do, it seems like they all end up like Christmas ornaments and shit. So I try and stay away from places.
Token black.
I try to stay away from places where I'll be hanging out high up. Wow, that's racist. Sorry. We shall overcome my people. Anyway, Amy, what the fuck is going on in your life? What's going on? You have this thing. It's called competition or community over competition. Yes. It's like your thing. It's like your hashtag. It's like this thing that makes me nauseous. because I'm secretly a competitive person, so I do compete with people on like a low-key level. What's going on with the community competition? What's going on?
So I don't think there's anything wrong with healthy competition. In fact, when I help my strategy clients, I encourage them to look at their competitors and to figure out like what their competitors are maybe missing that might be a thing they could take advantage of. For instance, finding their strengths and identifying the weaknesses of their competitors. So I think healthy competition is fine. I think it helps us be better people. Like, for instance, I'm surrounded by many of my competitors. I don't know why I did air quotes on that, because they are many, my actual
many.
They are like some of my closest people are, they do what I do. And I joke that I'm just going to quit because they do better in the things that I am not strong on. Like, I'm not good with logo design. And I know that. And I know that's a weakness. But I'm like, yeah, whenever I see someone do the logos, I'm like, I'm just going to quit. But I think that's a healthy competition. And we support each other. And we support each other. There's no reason for animosity, for name calling, for blocking, or like just being like little children. We're all adults here.
Are you taking personal shots at me at the moment?
This has nothing to do with you. This is literally nothing to do with you.
I've called you like 80 names in the last 35 minutes.
But it's different. You and I are close. But you know, when it's actual like hatred, like there's no need.
Is that real? Does that happen?
Yes, that actually happens. That happened to me recently. People were threatened by me, and I'm like, listen, first of all, we don't do very similar things. You are going after something completely different. Like, you know, like there's no need for there to be an issue. Like, there's plenty enough fish in the sea for everybody. So it's like, let's build each other up. Let's help each other out. Like,
Right. Create a system of referral services. So in case you can't afford, I dig it. I guess I'm. Yeah. See, yeah, you're right. I can't even argue with you on that.
Yeah, I've referred people that wanted to work with me. No, I've been like, oh, I don't really do logos. Here's this person, or oh, I don't know if you and I would be a good fit. Here's this other person. Like, I like doing that. I feel like that's a beneficial service I can give for people. I know that sounds weird, but
I was thinking of how white you are and then calling you the white pages. I
appreciate that. At one point in time, my skill space brand was geared towards being like a white pages or a yellow pages. I wanted to connect service providers together.
That's pure, like, I'm just going to collect straight up. Like, I'm just going to collect checks from referrals, and that's it, dude. I'm about it. Listen, everybody who knows me knows I am about working the least amount possible and maximizing happiness. And if that means I know some people who basically don't do much, and they make a shit ton of money because all they do is sit in front of a camera, and I envy those people. A but lot. Then you have to
video edit.
Well, no, yeah, they don't do any editing. They just really, really enjoy sitting in front of a camera for 8 to 10 hours a day, and you know, people pop in and out, and they talk to them, and they recommend that they do stuff, and they walk out easily.
is this appropriate stuff?
I find it very appropriate. I mean, it depends on who you ask. Everybody has their own room. You know, it's. It's like you chat in those rooms and
it's like a virtual reality show.
No, I don't do VR. I don't do VR because VR is weird and VR is too. I have all my limits on futures, like the future. I don't want too much future because then I get scared. Like, I'm scared of, I have this terrible fear of robots. And I don't want to die at the hand of a robot. I want to go out with something cool. Like, I want to go out like a, you know, like a duel at noon.
Right? Like 400 or 500 years ago. Your face. Okay. So what are your thoughts on living forever as a robot?
Oh no, what? I want to be human. Yeah. I enjoy the pain and the pleasure that is humanity. Okay? I enjoy the self-loathing and the highlights and all that stuff. I bask in this shit. Okay, it is my favorite part about being human. That whole robot, like, forever body, you don't even get to, like, stub your toe. How funny is that?
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that either, but I feel like we are getting closer.
Yeah, like cyborgs are weird, and I will take myself out at the duel in High Noon because I do think cowboys were cool. Like that was not, tell me that wasn't the coolest shit.
Yeah, there was a lot of health issues back then.
Oh my gosh, but people only live, you only live to be like 30, okay? So like,
I know.
You had to maximize your, at 14, you had to like maximize your potential. How much faster would you have gotten shit on if you could only live till 30?
That's depressing.
It's not depressing. It's
That's
amazing.
Not enough time.
It's why? People became president and shit. Jim Morrison died at 27.
Yeah, he did.
So don't tell me it's not enough time. It's plenty of time. You've just been fucking wasting it because you know you're going to live.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, 14? What are we really able to do at 14?
Drugs.
Okay. What are we really able to do to contribute to the society at 14?
Nothing, because society won't let 14-year-olds contribute.
Because their brains aren't there.
Okay, what age did you're the smart health one. What age did your brain stop forming and shaping and molding?
What type of answer do you want?
I don't know. The right one would be the good one. Like, yeah. Okay. Decision-making skills. What age are you, like, fully, boom, smart?
It really depends on a lot of different factors. I'm going to be honest with you.
Are you a politician or are you a nurse? I'm confused here.
I would say death. Death is when you stop being able to change your mind and grow.
This is the worst thing I've ever done with my day. Just so you know. Of all the interviews.
I don't actually know, but I do know, like, it's still growing when you're through your adolescence.
Yeah, but don't you think if you
had I think 20s is when it starts slowing down, but I don't even know if that's accurate.
I mean, but think about this. You only have 45 years, so let's say 45. All right. 20, you're halfway through. That means you got to shit or get off the pot. Nowadays, we're telling 20-year-olds, take your time. You got plenty of life to live, right? No. No.
I'm not telling 20-year-olds that.
Do you talk to 20-year-olds? How often?
No. But they're freaking adults at 18.
I mean, are they, though?
That is my point.
No, your point.
You're giving babies to babies when they're 14 and 10. I mean.
When you're 30, but you've lived a 30-year life. If you're dying at 30, you're like, you're a seasoned professional there. You know what I mean? Like, you made it 10 years without dysentery. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding? No mumps, no measles, no whooping cough? You might as well be the mayor.
If that is the sole qualifier for mayorism or whatever, mayoralism, then that's sad.
I don't think either of those are mayor.
I don't know.
Mayor. Just being mayor. How about that? Like,
what about this 28-year-old in New York? I am so impressed.
Are you impressed? Because I think the whole world is impressed.
I'm sitting here, I'm like, I just need to quit. Like,
me too. You should just, I'm like, this is horseshit, okay? I actually know politics. I actually get this. Why didn't I do this? And then it's like, what have you been doing your whole life? You know what I mean? Like,
I know.
Like, you run into this crisis when you see people who are your age or maybe a little bit younger, like, and they're really accomplishing things that you either wanted to do or convinced yourself you couldn't do, and you're like, well, shit.
I know.
Whole thing.
Like, when Jennifer Lawrence won Academy Award, I'm like, this bitch is younger than me.
Well, look at this. Must be nice. like Dakota Fanning. I mean, she was, like, one of the young, like, I think she was 9 when she was nominated. 9. Do you know what? I could barely spell.
Jodie Foster, I think, won at a young age. Look what she's done. Jodie Foster, she's impressive.
Yeah, I will not have Jodie Foster this conversation, okay?
I'm very impressed by her.
I am too. Silence of the Lambs is one of my favorite movies.
Well, yeah, actor and human.
Yeah,
I know. So these people, I know. I'm like, I just, I should just quit. But you know what's nice is the House of Representatives, the age is, a minimum age is 25, I believe. The Senate, the minimum age is 30.
I
mean,
I will vote. I will move to
the
whatever.
President is 35.
Yeah, I know president's 35, so I got 10 years and I'm not worried.
So I'm already.
Are you on track?
I am delayed. I should be at least in the House right now.
Amy, I will move to whatever state you're in and be your campaign manager and get you elected. I can do it. I could be the best campaign.
I think I prefer the Senate, I'll be honest.
No, I would totally want to be president. Dude, it's easier. It's the easiest job. You know
what? Sure, vice president is the easiest job.
Vice president is the shit. Because you don't actually have a job description. You are literally just showing up.
And you just travel. And you're just like an ambassador.
The first lady has more responsibility than the vice president. Because they have to like do a whole thing. And that's kind of cool.
At one point in time, I really wanted to be like an actual ambassador. But then I realized how political it was. Like, not that I'd mind political. No, not that's not even the right word. How shady it is. Like, in order to even be an ambassador, you have to have, like, you sleep around or give money somewhere. Yeah.
How do you think anybody gets anywhere these days? Hard work?
Well, I just thought that at least an ambassadorship was noble.
My dear,
because how am I going to save the world if I am not
on your knees
a crook or that? Like, I want to save the world, and I can't do that if there's shady, crooky things going on.
Robin Hood did it.
Okay, I'm not super comfortable with committing illegal activities.
You know what? We're going to move on from this one. I'm not super comfortable with not doing the right thing, though. There's, like, a catch-22 there. So, like, I'm all about, like, if I could steal all the SAT tests this year and release them to seniors, I would do that. Because some kids just can't take tests, and yep. It's not fair. And, like, I was one of those kids who got super lucky to where, like, I was smart. And then there were friends of mine who were, like, working hard. And, like, studying and, like, bringing notebooks to class and, like, taking notes. And they just couldn't take a test. And I felt, like, my heart would go out to them because I'm, like, this isn't fair.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could if I could commit an illegal act to ensure that the world is a better place, I don't really think it's that big of a deal.
I guess that's true.
Right?
I guess I'm just afraid of prison.
Why? I mean, like, you do well in prison, I think.
I don't think I would do well in prison. Maybe I would rally
a group study. You'd be like a Piper Chapman type character. Huh. You ever seen
I don't know if I'm insulted or if that's a compliment.
No, she had like a gang. She like ran that.
I know, I'm just saying. I haven't watched the basketball season, so therefore I'm not sure if.
Oh, you're getting, like, wimpy Piper. No, I'm talking about the one with, like, the resilience who can, like, run a gang. I could see you running a gang, dude.
That would be fun, actually.
I could see it happening. I think you're that tough. You are one of the toughest people I know. I kick your ass, I think.
I think it would take me a while. I think I would go, like, through Piper's journey. I think I would be wimpy, like, cowardly.
Yeah, cryy and all that, all those emotions. And then you'd be like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I'm the boss. I'm going to stake all the drugs. I'm going to do this. You're going to do this. And
does she really do like a drug cartel inside of prison?
It's not a drug cartel. It's actually underwear she sells. It's a whole weird thing.
Underwear. Well, that's,
well, I guess it's better more than lucrative drugs. Than drugs, believe it or not.
Tampons.
Oh, no. She sells used underwear. Spoiler alert. To like pervy men on the internet. But not just hers, like, yeah, way more.
I thought she's, like, giving underwear to fellow inmates.
Yeah, she is, so they can wear them, and then she ships them out. It's pretty badass, isn't it? See, but
I guess so.
If you were a criminal, you would be a criminal like that. You wouldn't, like, kill people or, like, sell crack. You would do something crafty that's just under the radar, but still badass.
I agree.
I don't know.
I can get on board with that.
See, everybody has a little.
I don't know though, but I don't want to touch the dirty underwear.
You gotta get your hands dirty, first of all, okay? I don't understand this. You gotta get your hands dirty. You don't. Oh, I guess you can hire people to do that for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind. Like, I have a good stomach. Like, I can do things like no problem. But dirty underwear, I have to deal with my families. as it is. This
makes sense. Yeah, that's true. Families are gross.
I'm very particular about bodily fluids. Like,
time out. No, we're not doing this. We're not gonna talk. Nope, because this is getting weird. I'm happy for you that you found body fluids that you enjoy.
No, I don't enjoy. I'm saying I'm very, like, I don't enjoy many bodily fluids. Like, I can clean up vomit. Like, I've done that. I've cleaned up diarrhea, but, like, I have to have gloves on.
Oh, like, no, I can, like, just pick shit up in my hands.
Like, I, like, if it's my kids, I don't mind wiping her butt. Like, that's fine. Like, it's.
Well, you're a nurse. I was gonna say, who else's butt are you wiping? Like, how many people come to your house and you're like, Amy, I'm done.
Yeah, so, but there's, like, I don't know.
Okay. Well, now we know. You heard it here first. Amy has her specific body fluid she enjoys.
Every nurse does, though. Like, there's
I guess that might be a nurse.
That's true. Like, some of them, like, can't stand sputum, but they can do vomit. Some can't do vomit, but they can do, like, sputum. Yeah, I see that face real expressive. So, for the record, I don't seek out bodily fluids.
We all have our things. I never judge the kink, I judge the person. Okay? We all have our thing. It's okay to be into vomit. I mean, two girls in one cup. That was like your jam.
That was terrible.
That was amazing, actually. That was actually probably the highlight of that day for me, is watching someone react to the concept of two girls, one cup. Because I don't think I ever have watched it and it'd been that dramatic. took a lot out of you.
I told my husband that you guys made me watch it, and he's like, you've never watched it before? I'm like, no, have you? And he's like, no, but I've at least heard of it. Like, no.
Isn't he foreign?
Yeah.
That was like an American phenomenon. My God, you little sheltered lamb. Little lamb that we are all putting up for the slaughter, because why not? You know, you're too old to not see Two Girls, One Cup, and then there's Lemon Party, and then there's Sour Bath, and there's plenty of videos I can send you that will make you a...
I'm perfectly okay with
that. Sure, because I have tons of them in my brain. I actually have a box of them, too, if you'd like those. No, I don't have one box. Anyway, what time is it? We got 4 minutes, so let's plug all your shit, because I know you got a lot of shit going on. I know you do a lot of shit behind the scenes. I know you are one of the hardest working people I've ever met, who still manages not to not lose their mind. And I'm sure you do. Like, I'm sure every so often you, like, lose your fucking nuggets, and I would love to be a part of one of those days. I really would love to see you just, like, go crazy. But you are, honestly, seriously, because every show I have to say really nice things about somebody, my guest, and you are probably one of the hardest working people, one of the smartest people I've ever met. And
am I the top eight of this?
The top five smartest air quotes. No, you're actually, like, smartest people, you're like top five.
Thank you.
And I know, like,
12 people. you
I'm the first four of those five.
I would agree. You're one of the smartest people I know. So my main thing is I'm doing more brand strategy and website design. My thing is that I try to do the non-cookie cutter website designs. So don't come to me saying I want my website to look like Amazon, because that's ridiculous. I'm not going to do that. We're going to
$1 trillion. You gotta ask them.
That's true. How much money? No, I'm kidding. So I like to build, like, unique world experiences, or, like, I like to make a brand, a world brand, I guess. I don't know. And so, yeah, I do a lot of strategy, and particularly websites. I can do graphic design. I can do a lot of things, but I don't really advertise that, because it just, I fit the need my client needs, and I don't really advertise, like, one-off necessarily. Does that make sense? No. Okay.
Not at all.
So that's what I do. I do just, there you go. I'll just plug that. Website design and brand strategy.
And I believe you have a YouTube show.
I do have a YouTube show with a friend of ours, Jessica Olbin. We have a YouTube show called The Pie Show or The Pattern Interrupt Show. And it airs every Friday. And they're less than like 25 minutes. It's like a short TV show.
And I believe you drink like a certain type of coffee.
I'm plugging coffee. Oh, well, I can plug the coffee.
I'm making you plug coffee because you did it three times.
Love mushroom coffee. You guys can't see this, but I'm drinking mushroom coffee. But my favorite company, Four Sigmatic, and I do have a coupon code.
Oh shit!
You get 10% off if you use the code BADASS10.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding.
Coffee you drink?
How much? Well, I drink it. I've been drinking it exclusively since November. I use their other products.
You have an exclusive coffee? Like, you're not dating around for any other coffee anymore?
This is the only coffee we bring into our house. Okay. I mean, I appreciate coffee outside, but this is the only coffee we bring into our house.
Because I peeped some Starbucks on your IG story one day.
Yeah, no, I'll drink Starbucks. If I'm out and about.
So you hear that first, people. Exclusive coffee. She's committed.
The exclusive coffee of the Smith household. Smith. Sponsored by Four Sigmatic.
Duncan runs on mushroom.
Duncan runs on shrooms.
Yes! Who doesn't? Don't run on shrooms, guys. Unless
for the record, it doesn't taste like mushrooms.
What if you're allergic to mushrooms?
I don't know. I don't think you can do it. Because there's mushroom spores in there.
I'm going to try it. And I'm going to die. It's going to be on you.
I don't want to kill you.
You don't? You sure?
I don't want that on my conscience.
Okay, and
I
would miss you. It doesn't matter that I'm dead. You just don't want it on you.
No, that's my second thing. And I would miss you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You can come to my funeral. I'll put you on the list.
As long as there's peppermint schnapps in hot cocoa.
Yeah, you should be drinking at my funeral. If you're not drinking at my funeral, you were not invited. Because I update the list of people who are allowed to come to my funeral every year as I meet them.
Interesting. Will there be invites?
I don't want people sobbing over me who didn't fucking know me or that owed me money. Okay? I don't want them there. Like,
will there be an invitation in the mail?
Yeah.
That's totally rad.
I'm selectively social beyond the grave. I don't fuck around. Okay? It's just how I am. One more thing that we did not talk about is your obsession with sharks.
Well, I did mention basking sharks.
Yeah, but we didn't talk about it. Didn't I just say we didn't talk about it? That means we fucking didn't talk about it, okay?
So
I
don't know. Yes,
anyway. So where does this come from? Like, has it been like a baby thing, or did you like take marine biology and you're like, sharks are awesome?
So I, in sixth grade, sat my parents down at a restaurant and I told them my 10-year plan and how we needed to move to Florida so that I could become a marine biologist for sharks.
Best friends.
You know, well, I think it was gonna be on the West Coast. I think it was Florida, Mid-Atlantic State University or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
I don't know, Cal Atlantic, I don't know. There was a few top marine biology programs. I have always liked sharks. I think it went from dinosaurs to tornadoes to sharks. At one point, I wanted to be a storm chaser. But
a Sharknado.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I mean, when I was like 8 or something, yeah.
You wanted to be a storm? That's not weird. Storm chasing isn't weird. Dinosaurs aren't weird either. So you're like a little boy. And you're like, mom.
So, yeah, I don't know why I ended up settling on sharks. I think it's just I've always liked the ocean. And I felt like everybody was doing dolphins. And I think I was trying to avoid being girly. And okay. I went from dolphin. I never really cared about dolphins. I mean, I do. But it's just always been sharks. And then I've just always been fascinated by them and, you know, wanted to study them and save them and just never did because the idea of being out at sea for 8 months at a time in a small boat studying research sounded, I don't know, it didn't sound like a family friendly lifestyle.
You don't say. look at you with your family values and your love of fucking eateries, like the human eaters that are huge and scary and will bite your leg off.
Do you know there's over 400 different species of sharks and only like a small handful of them eat humans? And
how many of those live in Florida?
And it's like 10% of them do it on purpose.
Okay.
They don't live in Florida.
If I crash my car and hit you, whether it's on purpose or not, you're still fucked. So it doesn't really matter. I don't really give a shit about intent on that whole concept. And also, I don't really give a shit what percentage of them eat people, as long as I know that there are bigger ones than me. I'm not a fan of animals bigger than me. Like, if I can't take you, if Mila gets any bigger, she's got to go. Because if I can't take you out at a moment's notice, oh, you can't be here. No.
Let's just say there are way more dangerous animals than sharks.
Well, of course.
Sharks are, they're garbage collectors. They clean up the oceans.
Okay. If I got hit by a fucking garbage truck, it would probably hurt, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You might die. You might roll over. Like, it might roll over you and you would die. and then we have a funeral to go to.
Yeah, and you guys don't really want to come to my funeral, but it is gonna be awesome. Like, it's not something you want to have to go to, but you're not gonna want to leave.
I don't think I'm gonna have a funeral, so I'll make sure you die first so I can celebrate at your funeral, and then I'll die and nobody has to go to mine.
I'm totally going to your funeral, and I'm gonna turn the party out, dude. It's gonna be awesome.
Anyways, so yeah, that's sharks.
Sharks are, yeah, so as you can see, Amy is obsessed with something that could literally kill you at a moment's notice, which is great. Hippos are
not at a moment's notice. Mosquitoes kill more humans.
You're more likely to encounter a mosquito. That's like saying cars kill more people than sharks. But that's
is true. Cars kill more people than sharks.
But that's because you're more likely to be in a car than you are near a shark. That's a proximity thing. It's not necessarily like a tangible idea of measurement. That's such a horseshit argument. It's such a horseshit argument.
You're in Florida. Aren't you more likely to get killed by a crocodile?
First of all, yes. We have them everywhere. I have an alligator in my backyard. And guess what?
Or gator, whatever. I guess crocodiles aren't.
Not crocodiles, okay. This is in Africa.
Racing. So I do think there was one or two discovered in Florida. We had a gator up here in Georgia in the Chattahoochee River. There was a gator living in the Chattahoochee River.
Oh, we have gators living in our moats. Like,
moats?
Moats. I have a. Have you never seen my
like moat? A castle moat?
Okay, first of all, yes. it's not like a real moat. It's like trenches.
Of course, there are gators in moats. That's every fairy tale tells you the story of crocodile or gators in moats.
The point is that I have gators in my front yard sometimes, and I have to let my dog out first because I need to know if the gator's there. And if she gets like, I love my dog, but her or me, you know, survival kicks in. Gators
are- I understand. So, you know, when there's like hurricanes or major tropical storms, there's like sharks in the streets. It's awesome.
It's not awesome. How is that awesome? Oh, yeah, look. Fucking great whites right here. Come get one.
I think you should be more concerned about a bull shark.
I'm more concerned about anything with teeth, okay? Anything that can bite me concerns me. Or hippos.
Hippos are deadly.
But they are like my favorite. Oh, otters are my favorite animal.
Otters are adorable.
Yeah, because them got plates on them tum-tums. And they like
they are the
like
cutest this. Thing. I have a cat that reminds me of an otter. Ew. And it's wonderful.
You have a cat?
She looks like a sweet little otter. Yes, I have two cats. They don't live with me, though.
Then you don't have cats.
Well, at one point, they lived with me.
Okay, so no, you used to have cats.
Well, they're at my mom, so I still see them.
To work on your pronouns and your shit like that. I don't think you understand words and how they work. This is your brand person, people. She studies words.
I don't study words.
You should.
I do the visuals. I'm good. I'm very good. And that I know that doesn't make sense. I have a significant ability to edit and proofread. But when it comes to sales copy, no, dude.
You should proofread my break room skit.
You have a skit?
It's really good.
Okay, I'll proofread it. You're a writer.
I am. Tortured soul. Who just has to put it all out on paper.
I've been one of those people that wrote poetry.
And... No, I didn't write, like, no. It's okay. I'm not Edgar Allan Poe.
In song lyrics.
Yeah, no. I'm not, like, killing myself and, like, grabbing the fishnets and the razor. No, okay, I'm a comedy writer.
I believe that.
Who make you laugh. We are not the people who you listen to at 2 o'clock in the morning when you've drank way too much and you start calling your exes. That's not what we do. I could, but I don't want to because that shit makes me cry. And I don't like to cry because crying is for babies and funerals and births and christenings and everything else.
So major life
events. Major life events.
We can sum it up into major life events.
Don't minimize. Okay. This is my show, goddammit. You don't minimize me. I minimize you. No, but we do have to go because I actually am running late. Amy, sorry. I could talk to you forever, but unfortunately I have shit to do. So today has been super fun.
It has been fun. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks for being here. All right, guys. Amy, where can people find you?
Primarily thebrandcreative.co. Wait, primarily is its own word. So just www.thebrandcreative.co. I'm trying to buy the .com, but...
Nobody cares. I'm just kidding.
I know, nobody cares. But I'm very self-conscious. Not self-conscious, but everybody types in, like, my email .com, and then I never get the emails. I'm like, it's .co! I know. I want the .com. So it's the country code of Colombia. Thebrandcreative.columbia. Anyways, thebrandcreative.co. And you can contact me.
You don't have Facebook. You don't have Instagram.
Have Facebook. You can find me on Facebook. I am not as going to be as active as usual, but you can still direct message me, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. That sounds like a voice message.
Who's going to keep me sane if you're not active on Facebook?
I'm probably honestly going to be more active on my direct messenger than actual Facebook.
It's going to go down in those DMs, people. You heard her. And of course, if you want to find me, Facebook, obviously, you guys know who's this .network, Instagram, who's this _live, or who's this _network, Google, iTunes, Stitcher, any place, basically, you can play a podcast, you can find me, as well as... You will be able to actually find me at the Palm Beach County Film Festival this September. And I'll give you more details about that as we go along. It, of course, has been wonderful because I'm with one of my top eights. And I will be publishing this, Tuesday? All right, perfect. All right, guys. I've had fun. Amy, have you had fun?
I have had lots of fun. I always have fun with you. But I know you have to go.
She said. I do have fun though. All right, Amy, thank you. You are the best.
You're the best. Bye, everybody. Thank you. You're outnumbered. You're outnumbered.